you a fan of this podcast? Do you wish there was even more juicy content for you to sink your ears into? Well, there is. You can become a premium member of this podcast for $5.99 a month and get full access to an archive of over 50 bonus episodes. Additionally, we release a bonus episode every single month. That's a ton of extra content, including my personal interior design diaries, extra tips, my talking about trends, and so much more. Additionally, you'll be keeping us on the airwaves each and every week because your premium membership money goes directly back to making this podcast amazing. Check us out at affordableinteriordesign.com. Click on podcast to learn more and to become a premium member today.
Need a high-end designer or a lot of money to get a luxe look. Be your own interior designer.
This is Affordable Interior Design, the podcast.
Here's your host, Betsy Hellman.
Hello there. Another lovely spring week. It is wonderful to be back with you. I have new questions blooming in the inbox, and that always makes me happy. If you have a question for me, if you've been working on a space doing some spring cleaning and want to reimagine something, then make sure you let me know. Send me a note. You can go to affordableinteriordesign.com/podcast. Once again, affordableinteriordesign.com/podcast. And there you can ask your question, leave some pictures, you submit a quick form, and then I can get you answers for free. Pro bono professional interior design advice. How fun is that? So, you know, you guys can write in for free and ask me questions, but I do have clients who actually pay me. I am working with an amazing client right now. They just bought a beautiful new home in Westchester, and it's been so fun to imagine these rooms with them because I worked with them on their previous home, but this is a much larger space. It's kind of that forever space, and so it's been fun as their kids get older to be able to invest a little bit more in pieces and have some kind of higher end things mixed in, even though we're still keeping a mind on the budget and on durability and things like that. So one thing that we've been going back and forth on is wallpaper. Because guys, this client, when I worked with them before, they were resistant to wallpaper and they had these massive walls, and art does something, but sometimes when you want to separate a space or make it feel really special or add some wow factor, there's really nothing like wallpaper, sort of like edge-to-edge artwork, essentially, for your walls that can do more than just create mood with a color. It can create a rhythm with a pattern. It can really dictate the style as well as the color palette. So I just think for so many reasons, wallpaper can be a really fun, playful choice in certain areas. They wound up in their previous space, you know, surrendering to the wallpaper, and they loved it so much. They were really on board. They saw what an impact wallpaper can have, how it was this major conversation piece when people turned the corner and looked at this kind of play area, homework area nook, that it just felt really different and inspired. And so when we were designing their dining area in their new home, I was like, guys, above the chair rail, we need to do wallpaper. And they were all in, right? Because they had been proven wrong before and we're believers now. Yes, 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 let's do the wallpaper. That being said, you then have to find wallpaper that everyone agrees on that goes with the color palette of the other adjacent rooms that are opened up to this dining room. And it becomes a complicated statement piece, something that you have to get a lot of agreement on. And it is a big, bold choice, which can make it harder to say yes to than something more basic or even more easy to apply, like paint. You can change your mind quite easily, even if you do choose a bold color. So we've been really stymied by this wallpaper selection, going back and forth and back and forth. And, you know, I designed the entire room with one wallpaper, and the room looked great. But the wallpaper was actually going to be the inspiration piece for the entire room. It held the color palette that would not only unlock the dining room space, but also the adjacent rooms, namely the family room as well as the living room. So there was a lot writing on this wallpaper. And of course, they hated it. They did not like the wallpaper. They thought it looked like holiday gift wrap. Okay, I get that. I get that. We do not want your wallpaper reminding you of Hanukkah celebrations. So I'm happy to pivot. That being said, when you change the inspiration piece in a room, whether it's wallpaper, a rug, drapes, whatever's patterned and has the color palette for the entire space, well, you might have to change other things in the room. And that is what we are finding. In order to settle on an impactful wallpaper that's very exciting, that also is cohesive with the other spaces that have already been designed, we really have to change a lot of things when we're changing that paper. Basically, everything that has a color will need to be changed. So the artwork, the rugs, and they were really excited about the artwork and rugs from the previous scheme. But you have to think about when you're designing, if I change this one piece, and when you're changing an inspiration piece, it's more than just making a simple swap. When I change this one piece, what dominoes are dropping? What else no longer works? And certainly you can explore that visually by creating a mood board on Canva, on design files, wherever you like to create mood boards. You can even do them on Pages on a Mac to help you visualize and see how everything's coming together. Even a Pinterest board would be great for this. But you need to make sure that everything else you've picked is going to work, or you need to edit that list. So we find ourselves now going back and forth, not just over the wallpaper, but also over drapes, also over rug, also over artwork. And it's becoming a much bigger conversation than just, would you find me a couple more options for that wallpaper? So just something to think about, something I'm currently experiencing. And it's definitely a fun challenge because the bottom line is you really want to like your wallpaper. Not only is it expensive to purchase, but it's expensive to pay someone to put it up. And it's really difficult to change it. So it is important that everyone's on board. You don't have to love it, but you really have to like it. And we're still trying to get there. That's what's going on in my world. Now let's dig into the mailbag and see what's going on in your world. My questions today both come from Megan from Pensacola, Florida. We'll kick it off with her nursery. She writes, Betsy, this is our nursery and hopefully will become a shared nursery one day soon. It's just not coming together how I wanted it to. I'm going for a jungle theme and I pulled the colors dark teal, seafoam green, and pink from my inspiration piece. The nugget couch can be moved to the playroom if needed. Another crib is going to be added hopefully soon. I think one of the main issues is adding more artwork that coordinates with the style but doesn't match the current artwork exactly. Even when I find pieces with the same color, it feels like the style is either totally different or too matchy-matchy. All right, Megan, let's dig in. Yes, even though this room has a theme of jungle, we don't necessarily want to be overly jungle themed. You know, we want this to still look sophisticated and just have those elements of playful animals, bold colors, you know, whatever jungle means to you, because jungle would be the style word, right? And then you'd want to pick that secondary word, which is that emotion or, you know, what you're trying to evoke in the room. So when I think jungle, if we're using it as a style, there's a few things that go through my mind. We don't have to just rely on imagery. So certainly animals, monkeys, giraffes, zebras, that all evokes jungle. But what else? Are there textures, like woven natural textures? Are there colors that you're wanting to emphasize? Are there patterns that evoke jungle for you? So I think getting really clear on what jungle means for you is key. But once you have picked out that 60-30-10 color palette, don't feel like you have to stick with only imagery. For instance, I love in a nursery macrame. I like macrame because, you know, it's just yarn that's been knotted together. So if baby pulls on it, if it falls down, there's no hard edges. Nobody's getting hurt. And it's just a soft kind of wall hanging that can be quite large. Because the thing that's bothering me here about your room is that you have very high ceilings and everything is on a relatively low level. So let me describe the room for the folks listening. Basically, we have wall-to-wall carpet that looks like it's either grayish or beige or like a very putty type gray. Then we do have the white dresser changer, a beige recliner, a white crib, the white jungle pictures, three of them above the crib. There's a woven circular mirror above the changer. And then as we make our way around the room, there is like a dark teal sofa type foam piece on the floor. And so these walls do look pretty barren to me. And I think macrame is compelling because it can be quite tall. So it can make use or draw your eye up to these higher than normal ceilings. The other thing that we really need are drapes. Now, I know from previewing your next question that you're hesitant about drapes because you have a toddler. I still think you need drapes. I still think these windows look really empty. I've had two toddlers now, and each time I did have drapes, and we never experienced any issue. Now, every toddler is different, and I definitely want you to be thinking about safety. So I'm excited that that's on your mind. But I'm about to have another toddler in a year or so, and I have a ton of drapes. Every window, practically, in my home has pretty much floor to ceiling drapes. And I'm not going to be taking them or tying them up or moving them. And of course, now that I've said this, my toddler's probably going to pull them and, you know, just be really rough with them. And it's going to be a major problem. But in the past, it certainly has not been. And I'm going to assume it won't be moving forward. And I plan on doing nothing differently with my drapery. And I think you desperately need drapes in here. And now it's time for a quick commercial break. Do you love this podcast? Do you wish you could learn even more? Well, we have an online class bundle. Our online class bundle is comprised of three online classes: Beautifying Your Home for Less, Styling Your Home, and the Fundamentals of Feng Shui. Each one of those three classes is between 30 and 45 minutes long and chock filled with visuals and tips, things that will help you to style your own space or help out with other spaces. Additionally, with the pack of three classes, you get an autographed copy of my book, Affordable Interior Design. You get all of that for only $99. Once again, that's the three online classes as well as the book for only $99. You just go to affordableinteriordesign.com/classes. Once again, affordableinteriordesign.com/classes to buy your bundle today. And if one of those classes sounded intriguing, but maybe you already have my book or some of the other topics are not of interest, you can buy the classes individually at that site as well. Each class is $40. So head over to affordableinteriordesign.com/classes to get your bundle or your online class today. So if we weren't going to do drapes and if we're going to do macrame, you know, the room is still going to need a little something. And because you have wall-to-wall carpeting, an area rug is not going to get us there. But I do think that this small circular mirror, it's about, 20 to 24 inches in diameter, above the changing table is really not very impactful. I could see moving the mirror in the small niche behind the glider or on a smaller wall, maybe doing something stretched on canvas above the changer. And then the other thing that I'm considering here is I do sometimes like wall decals in a nursery. Now, you know that wall decals are not my favorite thing in general, but in a nursery, sometimes they make a lot of sense, or in a kid's room when we know we're going to be changing the theme relatively soon, but we do want something to kind of set the tone. The other thing I might consider in this jungle theme room is maybe having some hanging plants coming down from the ceiling, because certainly a vegetal or plant-like presence would be wonderful in here. It could either draw your eye up with a taller palm type thing, but, you know, then we have to worry about little toddler getting in the dirt. And of course, we're never going to do anything fake because I'm anti-fake plants. But if say that it was ivy coming down from the top, or say you got a bookcase in here to kind of emphasize that height that was anchored to the wall, and then you put some kind of plants or draping ivy on there, I really think that could help to bring this to life. And plus, every room needs a plant or two, in my humble opinion. Just that element of, you know, not only fresh air with the oxygenation that happens in a room with plants, but also just kind of bringing the outdoors in. Certainly in a thematic room that's meant to signify the outdoors, it's more important than ever. So these are just a few ideas that I have, but my main qualm with this room is just that we need to make use of this beautiful height. And you know, you're telling me that the dark teal, the seafoam, and the pink are your colors, but I'm really not seeing enough color in here. I see the dark teal with the foam sofa. I see the seafoam with the crib sheet. And I see a small splash of pink with the lumbar pillow on the glider. But I'm just not seeing enough color to make this make sense. So when you're styling that bookcase that you'll add, when you're bringing in the drapes or the macrame, I want you to be really intentional about bringing in more of the 60-30-10, because I'm just not seeing it right now. So Megan, once you've tackled those ideas, let me know if you have additional questions, but I think that's going to get you really far in this somewhat bland nursery space. And I'm very excited for you to be adding not only new things, but maybe a new little person to this nursery. Congratulations. All right, let's get to your next question. Your next question says, we recently moved into this home and would like it to have a coastal feel since we're located near the beach in Pensacola, Florida. We will be for this foreseeable future, and even when we move again in 2.5 years, it will definitely be to another coastal area. Unfortunately, we have this dark gray couch to work with, and I'm having trouble making it feel coastal. This is our man cave couch, hence the manufacturer's pillows still being on it. But because of the layout of the home, we had to swap it with our beige couch, which would normally be in the living room. Is there any way to make a home feel coastal with a dark gray couch? Additionally, I originally bought the console to go under the TV, but it's too high. I still need something to go under the TV, but I'm having a hard time finding something that goes without matching this existing console. We would like for the closed storage to be for video games and the TV box. P.S. The lack of drapes is because we have a toddler in the home, which I addressed in the previous question. So get some drapes anyway, Regan. All right. You mentioned that the current console that you bought is too high. And here's my concern. My concern is not the couch. We can definitely make dark gray coastal. It is a little bit of a challenge because it's a big sectional. It's just not a couch. It's a really large element in the room. So we're going to have to do some work to counteract this really dark, almost charcoal colored sectional. But let's address this console first, because I think it's weird. I think it's going to look visually awkward to have two consoles on perpendicular walls. We've already got the TV mounted on one wall, and then the console is on the adjacent wall, and it looks like a TV stand. It is a TV stand. It has little nooks for the implements. It has the doors for the storage. I think you should just raise the TV and make this the TV stand. Now, if you're worried about the TV being above eye level or something like that, just put it on a swivel mount so you can angle it down when you need to. But this is not a high console. It certainly looks within the normal, you know, 27 to 36 inch height range. And it's just going to be weird having two similarly sized pieces adjacent to each other. Additionally, we have the same problem in your living room that we faced in your nursery, and that everything is on this low type between 27 and 36 inches high kind of level, which means that we're not accentuating the beautiful height in this room, which looks even higher with its tray ceiling. We need some taller pieces. We need some undulation. You guys have heard me say before that you know, just like when we're looking at a landscape, a panoramic picture of a city, if everything's low, like a landscape of Kansas, well, it's just not that dynamic and it's not that compelling. And we don't see a lot of landscapes of Kansas hanging on people's walls. We like the visual contrast and undulation of high things mixed with low things. And it looks like the whole top half or two thirds of this room is being sorely neglected, not just because we don't have drapes, but also because we don't have a bookcase. We don't have significant floor lamps. We just don't have height, even with tall artwork being hung. So I really want you to think about that as you're layering in new pieces and filling in the blanks. And heck, raising this TV feels like it might just help this room feel more in scale and appropriate for its height. Now, the other ways to make this space feel beachy are to find that inspiration piece. You do have a square piece of artwork. It's probably 42 inches by 42 inches square, just guessing, leaning on the TV console. I would want you to hang that, not just because there's children in the home, but also because, again, it's going to help with that height. And it seems like you've kind of got a color palette started here with the corally peach color, maybe some navy and some dusty blue. All three of those colors work beautifully in a coastal space, but whatever your color palette's going to be, whatever your inspiration piece winds up being, you'll pull three colors and do the 60-30-10. Now, to offset the darkness of this couch, I would recommend doing some pretty light 60-30-10 colors. I'm concerned about doing too much navy, say as your 60%, because it's just going to contribute to the darkness along with this couch. And coastal typically has a light, airy, easy, breezy feel. So let's keep the 60 and the 30 more pastel or light and airy tones, like the coral, like the dusty blue, and then bring in that 10% with pops of navy. Or maybe we avoid the navy altogether if there's a different inspiration piece and use like a seafoam or something like that. But the key is finding that inspiration piece and keeping it light and bright to offset the charcoal. Now, you don't want the charcoal couch to stick out like a sore thumb, so you don't want everything to be pastel, which is why I'm not opposed to navy being that 10% to kind of ground this and make the dark make sense versus it being a crazy anomaly. That's what I'm feeling in this space, but you're going in the right direction. The space is empty enough that you haven't made too many wrong choices, and I'm glad I can help you prevent another wrong choice by buying yet another TV console. I think that's going to be a big miss. The other thing I want to bring up, Megan, which you did not bring up, is that this living area is open to the dining area. Above the dining table, you have a very lively floral piece, a painting or print that has a lot of different colors going on. Now, you cannot ignore the fact that that piece, as well as two counter stools that have a very vibrant, colorful floral pattern, you can't ignore that that is happening. And you need to work with those as your inspiration piece for this room because it's all open. I can clearly see the reds, the blues, the yellows, the greens from those pieces. And it needs to inform what's happening in this living space. Right now, the artwork that you have leaning on the wall above that console does not appear to go with these chairs nor that floral piece. So treating this all as one space will help to get across the theme or the style that you're going for. But you need to be really clear on what that two-word phrase is. The other thing, even though you didn't ask, Megan, is I think if you own this space, it would be a good investment to put in a backsplash in the kitchen because that's an opportunity to further integrate the open kitchen into the open dining room, into the open living room, a chance to embrace some of those colors and make everything feel more integrated. There you go, guys. You get more than you bargained for when you write in to the Affordable Interior Design Podcast. Keep those questions coming, affordableinteriordesign.com/podcast. And I'll be talking to you again next week. Bye.
You
you've asked for it, and we have answered the call. For years, you've been saying, Betsy, you're talking about all these great design concepts, but we can't visualize them. You're describing the picture that the listener sent in of their problem, and we wish we could see that picture too. After all, a picture is worth a thousand words, and I do my best to describe them, but there's nothing like seeing it for yourself. And that's why Affordable Interior Design, the podcast, now has a YouTube channel. Not only do we have a YouTube channel where you could see recordings and clips of these podcast episodes, we also have an Instagram, a Facebook, and so many other exciting things. You should check it out. Head over to affordableinteriordesign.com/links. Once again, affordableinteriordesign.com/links. Links. And when you go there, you will see links to our YouTube page, our Instagram page, our Facebook page, and more. Please check it out, follow, and subscribe so you can see everything I'm talking about. A big thank you to our amazing producer, Catherine Heller, to Eitan and the MBCR House Band, and to Affordable Interior Design, the sponsor of this podcast and the premier place to get an amazing look on a budget. Check out affordableinteriordesign.com. If you guys love the show, the very best way to support us is by spreading the word. Tell your friends or write us an awesome review on iTunes. So until next week, guys, thanks so much for joining us, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.